Buckle up, Australia.
Buckle up.
Now, right across the country, broadcasting to every corner of this big brown land on the Triple M Network. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Monday afternoon around the country. This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Good weekend, Sheegsy.
Unbelievable weekend.
Yeah, looking relaxed and refreshed as you always do on a Monday afternoon.
Some low level anxiety due to the hangover. But other than that, just fantastic.
Tickety boo.
Never felt better.
Hey, coming up, Quizmaster Will. With what did we miss over the weekend?
Yeah, this is Will's first opportunity to really break this show right open with some of his Quizmaster gear.
How are you feeling, Will?
Oh, nice to meet you, Australia. I'm going national.
Good stuff, Will.
All right, that's next. It's coming up on the Marty Sheargold Show. Welcome to it here at Triple M.
The Marty Sheargold Show. It's what did we miss over the weekend?
What did we miss? What did we miss? What did we miss?
And here's your host, producer Will.
Hey! Quizmaster.
Did you hear that one?
I love that one. That's your own opener.
Yeah, you always said you didn't know if the opener had played or not. Now it's pretty obvious.
Now I know that the opener's played. Well done. Yeah. Good job, DC. Good opener.
It's one of our longest openers we've got.
I love it.
That one.
With producer Will.
Yes.
And here he is.
How are you, Will?
I'm well. And we're joined by contestant Barry, I believe, who's on the line.
Hey, Barry.
G'day, folks. How are we?
G'day, Barry. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. Hey, Marty, thanks for the flowers on Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, I should say.
Oh,
that was I.
That was you, was it, Barry? We gave you some flowers?
Yes, mate. Yeah, the spin the veal.
Oh, the Valentine's veal.
How could we forget that?
That might come back at some point in the near future, Barry. We enjoyed it so much.
Well, Father's Day's coming up.
Yeah, well, is it? You got me, Barry. Mother's I was like, when is Father's Day? When do we get one day, Barry? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When do we get one day for men?
September, isn't it?
Yeah.
September.
As it turns out.
Barry, ready to take on Marty?
Yes, mate.
All right.
Here we go.
Best of seven, first to four with this.
Name is your buzzer, Barry. Get in. Don't wait for the question to finish. Have a tilt. I reckon I'm undefeated, Barry.
All right, I'll give you a go, mate.
Here we go.
Here we go. Question one. Which city went into a snap seven-day... Yep.
Auckland.
Bang.
You playing, Barry?
Yeah, I was waiting for the question.
I did say don't wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jump in as quick as you can.
You need to be pretty sharp. Question two. Toy company Hasbro announced the gender-neutral renaming of which iconic line of toys?
Barry.
Oh.
Having a stab, mate. Barbie.
No, incorrect.
Iconic line of toys. Hasbro. I don't know.
Mr. and Mrs. Potato.
No, Barry, you're out. Once you better go, that's it. Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
Correct.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Damn it.
What are they called now? They Potato Heads.
It's now just there's Potato Heads.
Yeah.
But I think the originals will still exist in their current form as well.
There you go. Point on the board for you, Marty. None for you, Barry.
Question three. In the Brisbane Lions practice match against the Suns, which big name recruit kicked four goals?
In the Lions.
He joined from Essendon.
Oh, Marty.
Exactly. I know his name.
Danaher.
Yes, it's Joe Danaher.
Danaher, yeah. I freaking knew that.
Yeah, all right. Okay. No, good language. No good telling us you know it, Barry. You've got to answer the question.
Yeah, I know.
Rules suck, Barry. You don't have to tell me.
Question four. Within 2 years, Victoria will ban the sale of what item?
Marty.
Yep.
Single-use plastic. Stay out of it, Barry.
So that takes...
That's three for Marty.
Takes Marty to three with three questions remaining.
Come on,
Barry. You might have to drop your pants here in a second.
Yeah.
Run around the pool table.
Question five. Who was controversially named on Friday afternoon as the latest performer on Dancing with the Stars All Stars?
Barry.
Yes.
Yeah, Barry.
Chappelle Corbett.
Yeah!
I was thinking
just a little bit of Chappelle Corbett. Just dropped it on us. And you're on the board. You can keep your pants on.
Yeah, one of you.
Question six. Which legendary AFL commentator has retired?
Yes. Bruce McAvoy. Oh, Barry. We'll give you a show bag anyway, Barry.
Oh, that's all right. I've got my pants around my ankles.
Yeah, well, send us a photo, pics to prove it. I tell you what, local sport can get pretty fruity pretty quick. And there's been another example of that across the weekend in Saturday's NWMCA Shield semi-final between Tullamarine and Strathmore Heights. That's the Northwest Metropolitan Cricket Association.
Right, okay.
Not NWYMCA. Different competition.
That doesn't really work.
NWMCA. I can't get it right. You ever go? I haven't heard from you today. G'day, Lauren. There you go. How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was big.
Because you haven't said a word.
I'm just listening.
I know you are. Yeah. You're actively listening because you're a very good person who had a lovely birthday weekend.
I did.
The two teams allegedly became embroiled in an all-in brawl. Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Those kids were fast as lightning. This is massive. In fact,
it was a little bit. It was a little bit frightening.
Yeah.
That's how big the brawl was. You're sitting there minding your own business at the WMCA Shield semi-final. NWMCA. Oh, yeah. Thinking, God, this cricket's boring as absolute batshit. And then bang, it just unravels in front of you in real time. Strathmore Heights collapsed to 6 for 35, chasing Tullamarine's 8 for 130 when a contentious umpiring call believed to have sparked the brawl.
Oh, that's
it. Are you saying it was an LB gone wrong, Will?
I reckon.
Yeah, just an LB. Finger goes straight up and then it's on. It's on from the Strathmore Heights guys. We're asking the question, have you ever seen an all-in brawl or indeed been involved in an all-in brawl?
And what happened?
This just sparked my memory. I haven't thought about it for over 32 years ago. But
well, don't be triggered, Anne.
I went to this soccer match. I don't even care for soccer, but I just
keep
went
it clean,
to the
Anne,
guy.
Please.
The guy I liked was there, so I went. Anyway, something happened. I don't know if there was a goal that was missed. There was a big argument between the player and the coach, and then the coach's ear got bitten off, and it made it in the paper.
Yeah.
And it was gruesome, and then once that happened, everybody started.
And then it was on.
And so the original
fight, Anne, between the player and the coach, the player just turned on the coach and bit his ear off?
He bit it. It was in the news. It was in the news. It's disgusting.
Thank you for the call. Wonderful stuff from you, Anne. Sharing. Little long, I'm not going to lie.
No.
But I love Dan's energy and attitude.
And talking about all in brawls, Scott, we've seen one.
Yeah, guys. My time was actually with the Army about over 10 years ago up in Darwin. We had two infantry battalions that used to play each other in an AFL footy game and then later on in a rugby game.
On the same day, Scott?
They're all on the same day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so the AFL team, we had a good win. Yeah. And then what we did as a bit of a smart aleck sort of thing, at halftime of the rugby game, we got our Tiger mascot out there. Mm. Excuse me.
Oh, you're right.
Our Tiger mascot.
Is that your PIN number, Scott?
No, that's a brake assist on the car.
Does that sound good? What are you towing, a trailer, Scott?
No, mate. All good. Oh. We got the Tiger mascot out at half time to parade our Premiership Cup, and then the other side of the battalion, 100 guys ran at him.
Oh, my God.
And went
God.
To go bash him up. So then 100 guys from our side came in to support, and then the warrant officers are coming through with their sticks, bashing guys to break up the fight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was huge.
Great days, though, eh?
Great day. Great drinking day.
Great days. The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M. Shugold Show, Triple M. Here's some amazing footage that Will sent through from his own phone.
This will be good. Righto.
Was it from Fitzroy?
He's mucking around having a bit of fun. We're asking the question, when did the birds attack? Because birds sometimes really get on the front foot and start ripping into you.
Yeah.
Under the headline, cockfighting, stabbing. Everybody was kung fu. A rooster fitted with a 7-centimetre knife ahead of a brutal cockfight killed his owner by accidentally slashing his groin in India. I mean, I've added the word accidental.
What?
I assumed that it wasn't a targeted attack from the cock and that it was indeed an innocent mistake from said cock.
We'd hope so.
Well, I mean,
you ought to be surprised by this sort of thing.
Nothing surprises me, mate. I've seen it all. The bird sliced the 45-year-old as it struggled to break free from his grasp before an illegal fight. Cockfighting is not on. Normally it's an Asian thing.
Yeah.
But this is in India.
Which is in Asia.
Well, all right, but I think that's the one contribution from you. Thanks
for
your
time.
Marty
said at the start of the show he was not great at geography at school, and he's just proven it.
But also, please stop helping. The blade was strapped. We know how cockfights work. The man died from blood loss and was rushed to hospital in the rural village of Lothurnu in India's southern Telangana state. So, look, it's a heavy story, but birds do attack, and that's the area they're moving in. We're moving in. When did the bird attack you?
Has it happened to you?
I don't know if I've ever been attacked by a bird.
Never been swooped?
Oh, yes. We used to have almost a pet magpie when we were kids that Mum called Bert. Even though he wasn't really a pet, he would sit on our railing and eat meat out of your hand.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, cute. But he was a scary bird because magpies have got black eyes. They look like death. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And when a magpie's eating anything out of your hand and you're a kid, it's like, oh, Bert. Jesus, Bert, please no. So Bert was a bit pecky, a bit squawky.
Right.
He didn't attack me, but I never liked him.
Yeah.
I don't think he liked me.
Wasn't a great relationship.
No,
had.
It certainly wasn't. Every year, thousands of roosters die during cockfights. Strapping the knives to their legs is not unusual, but that's the whole thing, isn't it, about a cockfight? Without a knife, you're not cockfighting. You just got...
what was that word?
Cockfighting?
That's something else entirely.
Last year, a man died after a rooster's blade sliced his neck.
Jesus
Christ.
Okay. This is really going off the rails
In the southeastern state of Andhra Pradesh.
Which is in India.
Well, it's been banned in India since 1960. But in the rural areas, they just continue the tradition of the old cockfight. We have Adam on the line. Adam, did a bird attack you?
Yeah, mate. I got robbed by a seagull for coming out of a tuck shop with an egg, bacon and cheese sandwich and just about to take my first bite. Next thing I know, I had a face full of feathers and bird in my face, and then next thing I know, my sandwich was gone.
Oh, stolen it out of your hand.
Totally gone, mate.
Oh,
ate
my God.
Ate my breakfast.
That's your worst nightmare, is it not?
That is my worst nightmare.
Lauren has a thing about birds. Remember when we went and get fish and chips and there was a pigeon in the shop? My God.
Oh, yes. I did think that was a bit, like, over
the
top.
The flapping. If they fly around my head, like if I walk past a pigeon in the street, I have to say shoo.
Shoo, shoo. In case it does that thing near your face.
That's not when you... What happened when you went to lunch? You ran out of the shop screaming.
I didn't.
You were up. You got up out of your chair and you were starting to move.
Now I went, ooh, ooh.
You've got a strange thing about birds and you need to get over it. You're an adult. You're now in your early 40s. Can we just
talk? Who would you like to talk about?
Sam Armitage. Sam Armitage married a older man from the Southern Highlands. Late last year.
Yes, that's right. It was a wedding.
A wedding.
New Year's Eve.
What's that?
On New Year's Eve.
Was it New Year's Eve?
It's on your sheet.
Thank you.
It's the only reason Lauren knew.
She's done a remarkably candid interview. Sam, not her husband.
Okay.
She's done a remarkably candid interview where she's opened up about newly married life and why not having children has been used against her at work. This is really interesting. She married Dick Lavender on New Year's Eve in the Southern Highlands. Old Big Dickie Lavender.
Yeah.
When I met Rich. Oh, she calls him Rich. Oh, I thought we called him Dick.
No one has ever.
It's Richard.
Richard.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. I'm happy to call him Rich. I assumed he was a dick. When I met Rich, it was like a sliding doors moment, which I think we've all had in this team.
Yes, Friday afternoon.
I thought, okay, this is, I'm going back to Sam now. Okay, so this is how you can make your life better. I knew deep down that some of the men I'd chosen previously weren't good choices. And with this sort of profile, hang on, and with this sort of profile, you can attract the wrong people sometimes. Does she mean her own public profile?
Oh, right, okay.
Yes, I could imagine that with a profile like hers.
She's on the telly.
She's on the telly all the time,
stuff.
5 days a week. Yeah. People are coming up to her. She's like, what's this person want?
Yeah.
It would be an awful way to live.
Absolutely.
And we've known that from people we all know, that carrying profile can often be as awful as having no profile.
difficult to hide.
Sam believes being single up until recently meant her job occupied more of her time. Did I say occupied?
Occupied.
Yeah,
yeah, but yeah. We knew.
How are my words today?
Not good.
No, it's just one couple.
Just a couple of stumbles, but that's all right.
Just one couple.
One couple.
Whack that one in the fact check.
Yeah. Here's the quote. And this is, I reckon, would have riled up a couple of the ladies on blogs over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They would have been putting their Chardonnays down to have 20 cents worth of their opinion against Sam. Here's Sam's quote. Bosses don't ask as much of you if you're a wife or mother.
Right. Interesting quote.
The suggestion there is if you're single, the boss will come straight to you and say, could you do this, please, because you don't have kids or a partner.
Mm.
I don't believe it. That's not been my experience.
Okay.
I'm not a woman, and I haven't been single for a long time.
Speaking from experience, then.
An expert.
Oh, God.
I am not a woman, and I have not been single for a long time. But I would imagine if I was a woman and I had kids, I would read that sort of condescending comment and think, stick it. And I would probably, if I had a computer nearby, jumped online and typed some stuff.
You put a couple of comments up. A
couple of comments up.
Yeah.
I've never shied away from hard work, but there was an expectation that Sam would do it because she's got nothing else going on. Sometimes I think, well, actually, I'd get something else going on if you didn't make me do this. Is she trying to do herself out of a job?
I'm not sure about this.
She goes on to say that TV's full of sociopaths and narcissists. There's a lot about television that's all about you, and that's an awful way to live your life. TV isn't a place that's necessarily very healthy. It's full of sociopaths and narcissists. It can be a dangerous environment, let me tell you. What a morning for the Sunrise crew, having to sit there and pretend none of this happened on the weekend. Oh, Sam. How's this, though? Fast food items that people are hoping will get called back or returned to the menu. The first one that's in front of me here is it's time for KFC to make hot and spicy chicken permanent. I don't care. I love it. I don't care. I was never a big hot and spicy chicken guy.
You weren't?
No. I'll have a zinger. Don't get me wrong. Oh. You know I will.
Oh, you'll have two.
I'll have two zingers, please. Hot and spicy. Is that crumbed? Or is it
crumbed?
Yeah, like KFC.
Yeah.
Mm. Other ones that people are hoping come back: Hungry Jack's original onion rings.
Oh,
the original onion rings.
Yeah,
I didn't know the onion rings left.
No, I think they've changed the recipe or something recently, and people are up in arms.
They want it to go back to the way that it was, because that can often happen too, can't it? With takeaway food, it just
changes.
It slightly changes. Yeah. You're like, hang on, this isn't how it used to be.
Yeah,
maybe there's one of those.
Or the burgers seem to get smaller, in my experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was not aware that the McFeast from McDonald's had been removed from the menu.
Well, that is still on their website, actually. I think you can get it, but I have a feeling it comes and goes.
Yeah, I think it's seasonal.
Yeah.
Seasonal?
Like that one with the beetroot.
The macaws.
The macaws.
I love the macaws.
I've never had a macaws. Have you had a macaws?
No, I haven't, but it's autumn now, so maybe that's when you can get it.
Seasonal. The beetroot's good now, guys. Shaker fries. They were a McDonald's thing too, were they?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like them, Will?
I've never had them.
You've never had them? Have you ever eaten McDonald's, Will?
I have had a couple of years off it, actually.
Have you?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, this is interesting.
I've never had a burger from McDonald's. Is that a bombshell?
The phone.
No. You've never had a Big Mac?
No, I was as a kid. I was a bit picky, and I just liked nuggets.
Oh, you're one of them.
Picky kids discuss. What won't your kid eat?
Fussy eater.
Fussy eaters.
Oh,
this
Big
is
Mac.
Far more interesting than stuff you want to bring back to a fast food restaurant.
Is it? Because I've got heaps of Instagram suggestions.
We'll do everything, but also if you want to give us a ring and tell us what your kid won't eat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big Mac. You would never eat a burger from the McDonald's menu.
No, or a cheeseburger. I didn't like cheese. I think that was...
What? I'm intrigued by that.
Yeah.
What do you got on the Insta?
There's been some suggestions. We're talking off air about Sizzler, which isn't really fast food, but a family outing.
Loved Sizzler.
Sizzler's bread. Do you know the
cheese bread?
Yeah.
The fried bread.
So good.
Holy hell.
Yeah.
They've officially been closed in November of 2020, so they're all gone now. Another good one was the all-you-can-eat bar at Pizza Hut. Remember that?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
A 90s institution.
There was one in Ballarat or Bendigo up until very recently.
Where you could still do the all-you-can-eat.
Yep. Mm.
Very generous of them.
KFC Fireballs. I'm not familiar with that one.
No, I understand the concept of Fireballs. Separate conversation.
Friday night.
Rick, what do you want? What fast food do you want to make a comeback?
I want KFC to bring back the Zinger Pie.
Yeah, the chicken pie. I don't think I ever had a KFC chicken pie.
No, well, they're only at limited time.
Yeah.
And it took me a while to have one, to be game enough to have one. And then when I had one, it was fantastic. And then all of a sudden they're gone.
Yeah. I've got a photo of it in front of me. It does look nice, the chicken pie.
Yeah, it is. It's really good.
Yeah, all right.
They'll bring it back, hopefully.
Well, hopefully,
day.
Rick. Why don't we both write a letter to them?
Exactly.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.